Hello, welcome to part two, where your readers are myself, Lorna Jesty, and Mike Spivey. We have more news items and a second feature today, which is on the subject of vintage postcards. First, however, we have this week's information desk, which Mike will introduce.
In information desk this week, we start with thanks to Mrs. Josephine Bloomfield and Mrs. Bob's Beer for your stamps. Several listeners have sent us messages to say how they look forward to hearing about the goings-on in and around Norwich and how much they like listening to the articles recorded from the Norfolk Magazine. We enjoy presenting these and are pleased to know how much the weekly memory sticks are appreciated.
Now, we have two forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, Magpie Road, Norwich, NR31JH, held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR33DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Motor cruiser sailings with the Nancy Oldfield Trust. The minibus leaves the Bradbury Centre at 12:30 p.m. and returns at approximately 5 p.m. The cost is £16.50 for the motor cruiser, payable to the Nancy Oldfield Trust, and £5 for the minibus. Contact Mark or Helen to book your place. The next sailing is Thursday, the 4th of May.
Don't forget that Vision Norfolk have audiobooks on CD for loan. As there are 5 A4 pages of book titles, it is impossible for us to read them all out. So if you would like to borrow any, please contact Mark or Helen.
Norwich Handicapped Bowls Club. If you are visually impaired and looking for a relaxing, friendly activity, come and join our bowls group. We play every Wednesday at County Arts Bowls Club from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m, followed by tea and biscuits and the chance to socialise. Come along and give it a try. You'll enjoy it and we can even teach you. For further details, contact Brian Deakings on 01603 748610 or Robert Slack on 01603 488712. We look forward to hearing from you.
Be aware of the alert on mobile devices on Sunday. You will need to know about an emergency alert which is being tested nationwide this Sunday. Millions of mobile devices connected to any of the UK's 4G or 5G networks will get the alert on Sunday, 23rd of April. But not if it is turned off or in airplane mode. What the alert will look like. Depending on the device you have and its settings, your mobile or tablet may do one or more of the following. Make a loud siren-like sound, even if it's set on silent. Read out the alert. Or vibrate. The sound and vibration will last for about 10 seconds.
Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service have some spring key home safety messages for you. Have working smoke alarms. Fit a smoke detector on every floor of your home, ideally on ceilings in the hallway or landing. These can be purchased from most do-it-yourself stores or supermarkets. Don't put a smoke detector in the kitchen where it can be set off accidentally. Test the alarms once a week. Portable heaters. If you use an electric heater, firstly ensure it is on a level surface and connected at the wall, not in an extension lead. Keep the heater at least 1 meter away from soft furnishings and clothing, and switch it off before going to sleep. Don't drape or dry clothing items over the heater. Don't leave the heater unattended. Use of emollients. Emollients and moisturisers, such as E45, can act as an accelerant when absorbed into clothing and exposed to naked flames or other heat sources, such as an electric heater. Refrain from smoking and using naked flames, and do not sit near electric heaters or open fires whilst wearing clothing or dressings that have been in contact with emollients. That's the end of Information Desk this week.